even mine enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh. They stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, and inquire in his temple. Amen. Amen. Praise his name. Amen. Simple topic today, title tag to this message, overcoming fear by being confident. Amen. Overcoming fear by being confident. This is a Psalm of David. Many theologians say that Saul and he had, when they were battling an enemy and there was a giant, Ishbibenob, he had six fingers and six toes on each foot, and he was a huge man, and Abishai came to help David because David almost got killed. And they said, David, no longer should you go to battle with us because you are a light to us. Amen. So it could have been that time, and David could have wrote these words, but the fact is that David knew, or David had an understanding what fear was about. Amen. David understood fear, and you wouldn't think that David, a king such as him, a king, the greatest king of Israel, the greatest king all around, would have such fear that he would write about his fears in a psalm. That's what the book of Psalms is. It's a song book, a hymn book that was read or sang during times of gathering for Israel. Amen. And so David wrote this, and David, you know, when you start talking about fear, there's a lot of things that we fear in life. Some of us, we have fears when we're young, and we have fears the older we get. We have different fears, right? When we're young, we fear getting old. Amen. When we get old, we fear dying. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? We have different fears. And when you're young, you fear the unknown because you don't really know what your life is going to be once you graduate high school. Many of us had those fears because we want to be successful. But then when you get older, you stop fearing that because your life is what it is. And then you start to fear bad health. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? In other words, you have fear. When you were young, you feared what was in the closet, whether it was a belt or what have you, right? We had fear. We feared, we could look at stuff on the wall and see, look like a face looking at me. You know? We had fear. We had, you know, fear. And now the devil will try to make us fear because that is his thing. Now, what we got to understand about fear, fear is not just an emotion, because some people say, oh, you know, they scared, they're fearful because they have these emotions. What happens is fear causes you to have a certain emotion, right? And sometimes fear, it will make you hurt yourself. Yes. And fear will make you hurt other people because you are fearful. Amen. Now, the thing about fear is that fear is not just an emotion. Fear has a spiritual root. Yes. Why did I say that? Because Paul tells Timothy that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound. So our mind has to be solid. Our mind has to be concrete, and we have to be confident in knowing God. That is how we escape the fears of life. And so David understood this. David knew. Now, there's a difference between being cautious and fearful, because caution means that I don't want to tempt the Lord. Y'all don't hear me? Because sometimes people think, well, I'll just do what I want to do, and the Lord will just save me from, I'll jump off this ledge, the Lord is going to save me from this ledge. No, Jesus said, don't tempt the Lord, thy. In other words, he said, I'm cautious not to tempt God, because I know what I know who I am, and I know who he is, and I don't need to do stuff to try to tempt God. Amen. Amen. I know some of us, we say, well, I ain't taking that medicine. Did you know God put the medical doctors here? Oh, okay. Yeah, y'all don't like me now, do you? I'm just going to believe God. Well, believe him. Take the medicine. cautious until you get your healing. Amen. I ain't talking about being fearful, right? Because you're fearful. Oh, you know, I'm fearful. No, no. I take the medicine because God put the doctors here, and the medicine came from the ground, the earth, or wherever that God put in here, and we have to dig and find all the good stuff that God, let me tell you this, all good stuff God put, you got to dig for it. The gold, you got to dig for it. The diamonds, you got to dig for it. The oil, you got to dig for it. Valuable stuff is what you got to dig for. So God put a lot of stuff where you have to dig for. In his word, you got to read it and dig for the jewels of his word. Y'all still with me here? But anyway, so we have a life of fear. You know, when we start to look at it, I know I'm not going to speak bad of dignitaries, but we do have a president today that operates off fear. He make people fear that something's going to happen. The immigrants coming over, they're murderers and they're thieves and they're, you know, this and that. They're the bad people. They're coming over, so we got to put them, stop them from coming. And immigrants been coming to this country ever since the 1400s and before that. And we're trying to say that we want to keep we should have kept Christopher Columbus out. He killed a lot of people. Amen. We should have kept him out as an immigrant. Amen. And we're fearful now, and so people live in fear. Oh, don't go here, don't drink that, don't eat this, don't do that, because it's gonna do this to you. We live in fear and we don't live in faith. We live off a diet of fear. Everything is fear. We watch the news, it put fear in our heart. We go down the street, we talk to people at work or at the grocery store, wherever we do, they talk to us and it's all about fear, what they fear the most. But not too many people are talking about faith, what I believe the most, who I believe in, what I'm holding on to. We don't talk about that too often. We talk about what we're afraid of losing, our financial situation. We talk about a lot of those things. And so David, he had the courage enough to write about fear. But look at what David said, and I'm going to get to it. He says, the Lord is my what? My light and my salvation. Now, the word light there, it is the word aura. And you know, we talk about, you know, people talk about auras, but this is the word O-R-E-R. And what it means is illuminator. He's the one that illuminates me. You know, you ever saw those pictures they used to draw, I'm going to say this, fake Jesus, you know, fake Jesus, white Jesus, whatever. But they would always have this light around them like a, or, you know, so you'll know that this is somebody divine because it has light behind them, right? And so the Lord is behind me. He's my illuminator, right? He's the one behind me, make me shine, make me look good. David said, I was fearful, but it was the Lord that made me look good in the midst of my fear. Yeah. Let me give you an example. Let me show you how. David, the Bible says that David was, with King Abimelech of the Philistines, and he began to change his visions before him because they sought to kill him. And I know that David had to be fearful because his life was on the line. But he just jumped around and acted a fool. I don't know if David was praising God, whatever he was doing. But whatever David did, it made them look at David and say, this can't be the same David. And they said, we can't kill him because it's bad luck to kill somebody who don't look like they got good sense. So they let him go. Don't you know David said, if it hadn't been for the Lord being my light, if it hadn't been for him shining on me, then I would have been a dead man. I wouldn't have ever become king. Come on and say amen now. The Lord is my illuminator. He's my, not only that, David said, the Lord is my guiding light. And we have to understand what a guiding light is. I don't know about you, but if you ever don't know which direction you're in the morning, just know that the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. And so you know which direction you're going in by how the sun. He's saying that the Lord is my illuminator. He is the one that guides me. He's my guiding light. He's my northern star. Come on and say amen. He's the one that guides me and shows me the direction to go in. Back in the day, they say that the slaves, when they would try to escape, and they would look for the star. They would look for the northern star, and the northern star would guide them north so that they can get to a land of freedom. And so what David is saying is that the Lord is my guiding light. He's the one that guides me to freedom, to free me from my fears. Y'all still with me? Not only does the word light mean that, but guess what else it means? It means like a light, yeah, a lighter. He's my ignition source. He lights the fire in me. He gives me the energy. He gives me the want to. He gives me he gives me the strength to. He gives me what I need to be able to want to go on. Y'all still with me? Y'all quiet? He's my ignition source. Has the Lord lit you up lately? Oh yeah, the Lord is my light. He's the one that lights me up. You know, what did they used to sing? This little light. He said, I'm going to let it. Y'all, come on, church. Where y'all at? Might not shine like yours, but I'm going to let it. Thank you, Sister Don. I heard you. Amen. We got to understand. He said, Jesus gave it to me, so I'm going. That's why we got to let our light shine, because he is our ignition source. In other words, I'm not afraid of the dark, because the Lord lights me up. I'm not afraid of what darkness may do, because the Lord is my light. Come on and say amen. Some of us are afraid of the darkness of this world, the evil powers of this world, but I got an ignition source that lights me up in dark places, that whenever I show up, it may be dark, but whenever I show up, the light of God begins to shine in me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Come on and say amen, somebody. He's my illuminator. He lights me up, and I don't have to be afraid of what's, I don't know what's around the corner. That's okay. I got a light. And I'm stepping around the corner in the light. I'm walking in the light. Anybody walking in the light? He's my illuminator. He shines on me so that all my steps are lit up. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Come on and say amen. Amen. The Bible tells us that his word will be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. If you don't know which way to go, just get in the word. The word will be a light unto your path. It'll make your steps sure if you just walk in the word. A lamp into my feet. He warms my feet. You know, you can't do nothing with cold feet. You know, matter of fact, they say if you got cold feet, that means you're scared. That means fear has gripped you. Y'all don't hear me now. That means fear has gripped you. But if the word is a lamp unto your feet, it keeps your feet warm so that you don't get cold feet for making the steps towards your goal that God has given you. They always ask the groom, you got cold feet? Because he don't know if he want to do it. He's fearful of the unknown. But we don't have cold feet because God, his word is a lamp. It warms my feet to make me want to move. Oh, come on and say amen. Am I boring you today? He said he is my light and my salvation. The word salvation is an interesting word. And I've been doing some study now. Now, the thing about this is I want you to keep an open ear to me. Don't turn me off when I say this, all right? But the word salvation is the word Yeshua. Yeshua. And if you translate Yeshua into today's vernacular, or what my grandma would say or grandpa would say, they say Joshua. Remember that? They wouldn't say Joshua, they always say Joshua. Y'all remember that? Y'all, I'm not the only one. You heard that before? Oh, okay, they would say Joshua. Wouldn't they say Joshua? Okay, because the word Yeshua or Joshua actually means Jesus. Y'all still with me? That's where we get our word in modern English, Jesus. And they knew something, but they didn't tell us, I guess. They knew something that we didn't know. But that's what that means. That means salvation. That means liberty. That means healing. That means deliverance. It means everything you need. Oh, hallelujah. And so the word Yeshua or Joshua or Yeshua, right? That word in itself is the where we get the word that derived from or that becomes Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, as we say. But what his name means is salvation, right? His name means healing. His name means deliverance and peace. And so David is saying this. He's saying this about Yeshua. He's saying this. The Lord is my light and my salvation, or my Yeshua, my deliverance, my peace, my healing. Whatever I need him to be, he's all of that. He's my liberator. Come on and say amen. And so now I understand why they would say that he was my bridge over troubled water, and my honey in the rock, and my water when I'm thirsty, and bread bread when I'm hungry. My friend, well, I understand now, because they were saying he is everything I need him to be. My comfort when I'm comfortless. Y'all hear me here? He's my Yeshua. Yes, he is. Yeshua. Yeshua. He's my salvation. And the thing about salvation is that we only count it to mean that it saves us from a burning hell. That's not all. It doesn't say, just save us from a burning hell, but it gives us something too. It gives us a liberty. It gives us a freedom. It gives us a healing. It gives us whatever we need. He's our provider, whatever. And all of that is wrapped up in one word, salvation. Oh, yes, he's everything, my all in all. He's my all in all. He's my everything. Right? And if he's my everything, he gives me everything, he is my everything, then why should I fear of what I don't have and what's coming against me? If he's my everything, then he's my protector. He's my provider. Right? If he's my everything, he's my salvation. He's not only my light. He don't just light me up. He's not just my source, my ignition source, or my guiding light, but he's the one that frees me up. Now, the thing about what we don't understand is that he frees us for a reason, so that we can give him glory. But we turn around and take the glory for ourselves. And we say, oh, I got out of that. Oh, I did this or that. No, you better give him glory. You don't take credit for what he's done. I woke up this morning. No, he woke me up this morning. Y'all don't hear me. He started me on my way. Come on and say amen. I made it through all because of him. It's not what I wanted to be, but thank God he's keeping me while I go through it. He's holding me when I can't hold myself. Whom shall I fear? I told you, I know I'm not going to get through with this. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? David said, look, if the Lord is what I need him to be, there ain't nobody I need to be fearing. There ain't nobody that I need to be thinking about more than I think about him. You shouldn't think about them more than you think about him being your salvation. You shouldn't think about them more than you think about him being your light. Come on and say amen. Whom shall I fear? And you see, the enemy wants you to operate in fear. Fear of what's going to happen. Fear. You know, let me show you something here. You know, superstitious people, they get fearful about every little thing. Superstitious, you know. And we can't be, you know what? A black cat cross your path. Oh, Lord, something going to happen up the road. You know, fearful, just fearful. You know, and we can't be fearful of every little thing. Come on and say amen. We can't be fearful because what? The Lord is my light and my self. What people try to bind you in, God would free you from. Amen. Whom shall I be afraid? Who got the power to make me afraid when God is my salvation? Oh, Lord, have mercy. You know, back in the day, went back in the early, late 1800s, early 1900s, they knew that they had bred fear into the slaves' heart. So what they did to control them is they put on white sheets. We call them the KKK now. We know it's people under there, but the slaves didn't know. They had thought it was some of their dead slave masters that had come back because they were so afraid of ghosts and Hanks and whatever else, you know what they call. And they were so afraid of them that they wouldn't fight back. They would run from these things and not knowing that they were individuals underneath these white sheets, because they knew that the black people, the slaves at that time, were afraid. Now, what we got to understand here is that the same thing happens today. The enemy knows, because he's bred fear in your heart over time. You've been around some people and you heard them talk about this and dabbling into that, and then you got fear all around you. And you don't realize that God has already set you free, because the Bible says, he that the Son sets free. Thank you, Bible scholars. Amen. He said that he's made us free, and no enemy of mine can, whom shall I fear? Can make me fear him when I know who I am in him. When you know who you are, the enemy has no power over you, because he can't make you fear. All right, let me go on, because I'm spending too much time now. I don't believe I'm convincing you. He said, of whom shall I be afraid? He said, I ain't got nobody to fear. I ain't got nobody to be afraid. Now, well, look at this. He said, the Lord is the strength. Let me go back. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. Now, the word there, the Lord, is Yahuwah. Or some people say Jehovah or Jehovah. But Yahuwah is what in the original text. And he said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Now, some of us thought that strength, that when you read that, some people take that out of context. They think that means, you know, like, you know, I'm getting stronger. No. That word is moze in the Hebrew. And what that word actually means is fortress. That means that he's a strong fortress around me. That means that nothing can get through him to get to me. Y'all don't hear me in here. That means he's a strong fortress, that he protects me. And if you're going to get to me, you got to come through him to get to me. And there ain't no way. If you don't believe me, ask the devil. The devil, the Bible says that the devil, and I told you this, and I'm going to keep telling you, that he went to, that when the sons of God went to present themselves before God, that the devil went among them, and God already knew what the devil had been. And he said, where you been? I've been to and fro. But then God said, have you considered my servant Job? He said, I've been by his house, but you're all around now. I can't get in. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that the enemy can't get in because God protects you. The Lord is the strength. He's the Moses of my life. He's the Moses of my life. And what that means is that God is my fortress, my protector. He's my battlement. Come on and say amen. And so the enemy can't just come through when he gets ready. I know some of you think that he could just decide to touch you, decide to mess with you, decide what he gonna do to you, but he can't touch you without God. Come on and say amen. Y'all come on and give God some glory, because God is right there. You just can't pass by God and think, you know, the devil just can't slick his way through and just slide through. No. God is your protector. He's your fortress all around you. In other words, he got you on every corner. Come on and say amen. He has me in the gate. He has me on the backside. Everywhere I turn, he's all around me. Come on and say amen. If there's anybody in the house that understands that the Lord is all around you and there ain't nothing to fear, we got to put fear down. What is fear? F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. It looks real, but it ain't. Come on and say amen. It appears, but I guess what? It can't touch me because God is my protector. Y'all don't hear me now. He said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Notice what he said, the strength of my life, the fortress of my life. He's the protector of my life. He's going to protect you in one thing. He's protected you all your life. As long as I live, while trouble, I hasten to. Why? Because he protects me in his presence. I'm protected. Too many times we get out of his presence. We want to go try something else, do something else. But we got to stay in his presence. He's my fortress. He's all around me. He's my rock. Yes, he is. He's my rock. Can't nobody get in here? Tell somebody, can't nobody get in here? I don't have to fear. Testify. I do not fear. Because God is my protector. Come on, talk. Y'all ain't saying it loud enough. I do not fear because God is my protector. You may not see him, but I know he's here. Oh, yeah, you may not know where he's at, but I know he's all around me. He protects my entire life. The strength of my life. The strength of my life. Yes, he is. He's the strength of my what? My life. The word there is in the Hebrew is the word kahi. That means he's my maintainer. he maintenances me. Fixes me when I'm broke. Y'all don't hear me. I think I'm preaching to the wrong church. When things ain't right, he fixes it. He keeps it in order. He makes sure that ain't no rodents, ain't no snakes. Come on and say amen. Getting in here because he protects me on every side. All right, let me get out of here. gone too long already. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes. Now, the thing about this is that he said, when the wicked, he talking about some bad folks. Now, when he get to the word enemies and foes, he's talking about people who possibly had been in your circle. All right, the wicked are the folks that don't like nobody anyway. They have a wicked ambition. They are out to do whatever they want to do to get what they want. They don't care who they step on, who they hurt, and how they hurt them. Come on and say amen now. The wicked, right? They are wicked. There's wickedness all around. We know the world has a lot of wicked folks. But then there's the folks that we deal with on a daily basis that are our friends that become frenemies. Somebody that was a friend that became foe. Y'all don't hear me now. And so he said, when the wicked, now he know, I got to deal with the Philistines. I got to deal with the enemy. They're the wicked. They're the uncircumcised. That's Goliath. That's the giant. That's all of them, right? He said, but then I got enemies and my foes. In other words, I protected Saul, but Saul don't want to protect me. You know how it is. You didn't let them talk about them, but then they let them talk about you. Y'all don't hear me now. You stopped them in their tracks when they tried to say something about your friend, but your friend decided, I'll be a foe today and I want to hear what they got to say. Come on and say amen in this house. Okay, preaching to me. Amen, self. He said, the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh. Now fear, we got to understand, we got fear, and fear is spiritual, but fear affects our flesh. They came to eat up my what? Flesh. And so they intended to do me harm. They intended to do me hurt. They intended to try to stop me. They intended for my flesh to suffer. Come on and say amen. They wanted my flesh to suffer. He said, but they stumbled. Okay. They came to eat up my flesh. They came to devour me. They came to make me weak. They came to hurt me. They came to bring me down. They came to destroy me. You know, there are people that do that. There are people, and regardless of what we think, what we say, how I don't care how holy you think you are. I don't care how high you think you get. There are always somebody, some people that want to bring you down. I heard, I believe it was T.D. Jakes said that most of my haters don't even know me. And you know what? That's the truth. The most of them don't even know. They don't have a clue who you are, what you do. They don't know your struggles day to day. They don't know your ups and your downs. They don't know anything about you, but they hate you just because of the glory. They hate you just because the Lord is your light, just because he's your salvation. Come on and say amen. They hate you just because you walk in a confidence that they don't have. They hate you because of your swagger. I'm going to get to that in a minute. He said they stumble and they fail. Now, the word fail right there is the word kashal in the Hebrew. And what it means to make them bereaved. He makes them sad because they can't get to you. He makes them sad. They cry because they can't hurt you. They get sad, they cry, and they go into mourning and depression because they can't bring you down like they thought they could. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The word is a primitive root. It means to totter, or it means to have to waver, or it means to have weakness in the legs or ankles. Oh, I wish I had somebody. So what he's telling us is that my enemy can't stand before me.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Bell Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word